Cord spent a while telling Yule what she knew about the cousins and about all that had happened during the journey from St. Edhar to Sambol to Norslof. Yule took it pretty calmly, which irked me. I wanted to grab him by the shoulders and shake him and make him see, somehow, that this was an event of cosmic significance, the most important thing that had ever happened. But he listened to Cord's narration as if she were relating a story of how she had fixed a flat tire on her way to work. Perhaps it was a habit of wilderness guides to feign unnatural calm when people ran up to them with upsetting news. Anyway, it gave me an opening to carry forward the stove argument in a way that wouldn't make Cord so irritated. When the conversation lapsed, I tried, "I see why you guys, or anyone, would feel more comfortable with a stove you could take apart and understand, and I'm fine with that, normally. But these are not normal times. If the cousins turn out to be hostile, how can we oppose them? Because it looks like they came from a world that didn't have anything like the reconstitution."
"A dictatorship of the Theors," Yule said.
"It doesn't have to be a dictatorship. If you could see how Theors behave in private, you'd know they could never be that organized." But Cord was of one mind with Yule on this. "Once they get to the point where they're building ships like that one," she said, "it is a dictatorship in effect. You said yourself it would take the resources of a whole planet. How do you think they got their hands on those resources?" In most cases, Cord and I saw things the same way, and the extra avowed split simply was not important to us, so when she talked this way, it made me more upset than I cared to let on. I let it drop for a while. On these endless drives, it was nothing to let the conversation pause for an hour or two. And there was something else going on, which was that everything had changed about Cord when Yule had showed up. These two simply knew what to do around each other. Whatever was going on between them, I wasn't part of it, and I felt jealous. We passed through another ruined city, almost as shallow as yesterday's and almost as thoroughly erased. "The cousins' praxis is nothing to jump up and down about," I said. "We haven't seen anything on that ship that couldn't have been built in our own praxicage. That makes me think that we could build a weapon that could disable their ship." Cord smiled, and the tension was gone.
"You sound like Fraud Jad the other day," she exclaimed, with obvious affection, for me.
"Oh, really? What did the old man say?"
I could hear the hurt draining out of my own speech.
"She adopted a pretty good imitation of his grumbling voice.
Their electrical systems could be disabled by a burst of Hoosamajigger fields."
Then Leo said, "Begging your pardon, Fraud Jad, but we don't know how to make those."
"Why, it's simple. Just build a frastic array of what's-it-field inducers."
"Sorry, Fraud Jad, but no one studies those theorics anymore. And it takes 30 years study to get up to speed."
And so on. I laughed. But then, tallying the days in my head, I realized something. They're probably reaching Tredegar right now. Probably starting to talk about how to make those what's-it-field inducers. I would hope so. The secular power probably has tons of information about the cousins that has been withheld from us until now. Maybe they've even been going up there and talking to the cousins. I'll bet they are giving all that information to the Fraas and Sewers at the Convox. Oh, I wish I was there. I'm tired of not understanding. Instead, I'm helping Fraud Jed understand why a throwback wants to visit a 7th-century-old archaeological dig. I slapped the control panel helplessly.
"Hey!"
Yule said in mock outrage, and pretended to haul off and punch me in the shoulder.
"Oh, I guess that's part of being a pawn," I went on.
"Your vision of what the Convox is like sounds pretty romantic to me," Cord said. "Way too optimistic. Remember the first day at the machine hall when we were trying to get 17 people into 6 vehicles?
Vividly.
This Convox thing is probably like that, except 1,000 times worse."
"Unless there's someone like me there,"
Yule said.
"You should see the way I can get 17 tourists into 4 rafts.
"Well, Yule's not at Tredegar," Cord pointed out. "So you're not missing a thing. Just relax and enjoy the drive."
"Okay," I said, and laughed a little.
"Your understanding of human nature is better than mine."
"What's her problem with me, then?"
Yule demanded. As the drive went on, most of us bounced back and forth between the 2 vehicles. The exception was Ganel, who always remained in his fetch, though sometimes he'd let Saman drive it.